You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's the season for fitness apps, and we deep dive into how Move Labs harnesses personalization, recommendations, and well-timed notifications to build audience and drive loyalty. All this and more in episode number 452. Hey, hello, welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove. And of course, bringing you this week, Reimagine Growth. Our mini-series is back. We look at retention marketing, all powered by CleverTap, the leading customer engagement and retention platform helping brands maximize user lifetime value. It's not just the start of our mini-series once again. It's the start of the year. It still feels fresh, right? And we think about fresh starts, fresh goals, including fitness and well-being. In my case, probably losing weight, to be quite honest. It's also a time when we're looking at our fitness apps. We want to use them. We want to engage with them. But how do marketers do this? What are the lessons? Well, we have someone who knows the nuts and bolts of marketing a fitness app experience because that's what she does. And she walks the talk with a very interesting and extensive background in health, psychology, human kinetics, right? She is the director of marketing, client manager at Move Labs, and her company recently also merged and rebranded. So we'll talk about that story as well. But I don't want to get ahead of myself, Kim. I just want to welcome you. So Kim Adams, welcome to Mobile Presence.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm excited because, first of all, you have a pretty interesting career path. I mean, what would you say is a superpower or trait that helps you most as a fitness app marketer?
Thank you. I'd say my superpower is probably twofold. So one, the psychology background that you mentioned definitely helps out. Two is just that I am kind of the people that we're talking to, you know. I think there's a common misconception that people in the fitness industry just like have it all together, you know, and we're always working out and have our fitness routine down to a science. But at least for me, that's not the case. I know what it's like to struggle with the consistency. And, you know, in a weird way, that helps me as a person marketing to people like that as well.
So you've seen it from the inside. You understand, I want to say those difficulties, but those challenges. And I have to say, you know, another challenge and more power to you. You take it on. This is not the time for companies to be thinking about rebranding. But there you go. You did it. You know, I'm reading on your website. It's about innovations to help health and wellness companies develop the next generation of products. Tell me a little bit about what you are doing as a V company.
Cool. Yeah. So that's the mission of Move Labs. And now we've merged with V. So we're kind of a subsidiary. So we're still delivering on that mission. But V's overall mission is to deliver engaging digital products designed to help people around the world live healthier, active lifestyles. So basically, all of us together want everyone to live healthier lives. And one of the ways that we do that is work with health and fitness companies that a lot of us interact with on a daily basis, whether we're going to their gym or something like that. And we help them come up with innovative products and solutions primarily digital.
Mm-hmm. But sort of like a whole holistic thing now, isn't it? It's not just you're helping me, you're helping companies help me, right?
Yes,
so you're absolutely building a fitness, a personal fitness ecosystem, maybe is what it might be called.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Okay. Oh, good. Then you can come to me when you want the branding. Check is in the mail, Peggy. We got our mission statement from you. No, I'm just kidding. Exactly. Just kidding. But talking about the value proposition, let's talk about the app. I mean, I'm taking a look at it, but I'd like to hear from you. What do you think is the coolest feature right here? Because, you know, product is important in marketing. Product has to be the flagship. What is part of the product that you think is the coolest?
Cool. Yeah. So we've built multiple apps, but for the Move app, which is our newest one, I'd say our coolest feature is this minute style. So every time you open the app, you're kind of met with this visualization of your progress. And in our case, what we're tracking are your minutes, so your activity. Okay. And we're real careful to make sure that it really is activity. So it's not like, oh, I like spent this dedicated time to work out like at a gym or on this piece of equipment. We're trying to make this super inclusive, like physical activity can mean a lot of different things. Could be gardening, walking. So our dial keeps track of all the minutes of activity that you have in a month. And so I think it's really cool because it's just like, oh, wow, it's right there. And it kind of shows you like, hey, it doesn't take a terrible amount of time to hit my goal that we've set kind of for members. And what's cool about the goal is that it's actually based on some really good science that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services did about the amount of physical activity that you need to gain substantial health benefits. So that's where we get our kind of 500 minutes a month. So I think it's a nice way to break down for people like, hey, if you do this amount of activity in a month, then you're getting all these substantial health benefits.
It's also a good motivation, right? I mean, because everything does count, right?
Yep. And yeah, you can connect different devices, you know, your Fitbit or something like that, and then it'll automatically include those as well. So it's not like you're only getting credit for the minutes that you're doing in the app. If you're doing other activity, we want to track that too. One of our other apps that we built for one of the largest gym chains in the U.S., has a really cool feature where we literally recommend a workout that's personalized to you every day. So that's a pretty cool one too.
What are you seeing as the response? Because I mean, fitness always important, probably now, you know, it's not necessarily what it was before, but there is a sense of lockdown. It still feels like work from home. It still feels like the drag, the rut, that maybe it's a little bit more inspiring to recommend, to personalize. Are you seeing that as being a, I wouldn't say a central feature, but maybe a focus of your app and your app marketing?
Yeah. So for Move, we're, you know, that's on the roadmap too, is to do more specific recommendations. We have definitely seen that that is a pull for other apps that we've built. And, you know, people, that's what they want now, right? Like they want the personalization. But you make a really good point. In the pandemic, you know, and people are kind of out of their normal routines and they're stuck at home. They don't have the equipment or things that they had access to before. So it's really powerful to be able to say, hey, we know about you. We know what you've done historically in the gym or otherwise. We even know what equipment you might have access to now that you're at home. As such, here's a workout for you to do. I think a lot of people did lean on these kind of recommendations and stuff once it was like, okay, all my workouts are at home and maybe I have to go completely body weight or something like that. So yes, I do think that the pandemic sort of brought a new focus to recommendations and how you can really personalize stuff for people and save them that brain power. They're stressed out enough. Like, just tell me what to do and I'll go do it.
I love it. Just tell me what to do. That's the recommendation. That's the power of recommendations. But you also have to, as you said, you personalize it to your users. Now, there's many ways to do this, and you have a very interesting approach I've been reading about because you use intent-based segmentation. What is that? How does that work?
I'd say for our intent-based segmentation, I mean, we're trying to get people to do certain behaviors, right? So we're going to try and get them to do a digital workout in the app. So in Move, they're actually audio workouts. We could also be trying to get someone to go into a physical space like a gym or something like that. So with intent-based segmentation, we can basically segment these, like an entire group of users based on the likelihood of them doing a behavior. And so we can use a tool like CleverTap where they'll look at our users and based on some of their past behavior and stuff like that, say this group is pretty likely to do that behavior again. This group is kind of likely and this group is not. And then that just allows us to tailor our message accordingly. You know, we don't need to like really drive home to a group of users that's constantly, you know, doing one workout a week in the app. We don't need to be like, hey, come back and do this workout. We can tailor that message accordingly and then focus on other groups with a different message. So that's probably, you know, for us, it's driving people, of course, to do a workout or to go into a physical location for some of our clients.
Because you're able to segment them, you're also able to sort of move them. I hear there's a lot of people in the mobile marketing industry now, you know, like a new buzzword, the movable middle. You try and pick out the segment that you want to motivate and move, right? And this allows you to do that because, as you said, it's like these people are not doing a workout. So maybe, you know, don't drop them out of the funnel, but, you know, don't bother them. They're going to be hard to motivate. But you've got this middle that could be, you know, sort of your power users, your workout once a week or even more so. How do you reach them? What might be working to engage them? Because ultimately what you want to do, Kim, is you do want to move them into the higher user segment, right? More use, more value.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. There's that sweet spot in the middle, right? Where those are the people that with the maybe least amount of effort, not in a negative way, but least amount of effort and most impact. So you can focus on them to move the needle. For us, I think it's, you know, looking at the other segment. So particularly the people that are already doing the behavior that we want to see, you know, what do those people have in common? Are there things and traits that they have in common or things that they're doing that we can look at and say, that's how we can encourage the middle group to do this? So one example might be, we know that when users who work out in the Move app or move in the Move app to music seem to be more likely to come back and move again, then we can take that middle group and maybe hit them with a message like, hey, did you know that if you put on some music while you're moving in the Move app, it'll help you make this a habit or something like that. I'm oversimplifying, but I'm trying to encourage people to maybe use some of the features or whatever that the other group is using and see if that helps them kind of move from the middle to the other group.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Very cool. And we'll talk more about that. Of course, we're going to move Kim, to a break. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. Talk more about personalization, talk more about ways you can engage your users. So as I said, don't go away. We'll be right
for
back.
Maximum customer engagement and retention, choose CleverTap. CleverTap is a leading customer engagement and retention platform that helps digital brands maximize lifetime value. Over 8,000 apps around the world, including Vodafone, Star, and Sony, trust CleverTap to improve user engagement, boost retention, and fuel long-term revenue growth. Learn more at clevertap.com. That's clevertap.com.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Unsaltz, and we have today Kim Adams, Director of Marketing Client Manager at Move Labs. And Kim, before the break, we were talking about, you know, motivating people, making them excited to do more workouts, because ultimately that's more interaction in the app. What you do really cool is you don't just personalize. You've got it personalized down to the music, which is a very interesting way to keep users coming back. Certainly sets a great pace, gets them on that path. What have you found out by matching workouts with music?
Yeah, so we do have a partnership with iHeartRadio where essentially when you're in the Move app, you can listen to music or listen to a podcast. One of sort of our central tenets when we were creating Move is that we wanted it to be the kind of app where, you know, we try to make moving easy. And a lot of times people feel like there's this trade-off of like, I have to stop everything I'm doing and like dedicate this time to working out. And we really want to encourage people to like do other things while they're working out. And so that's why we do audio coaching for the most part. And we really encourage that you do something else. And one of those would be listening to music. So It was natural fit to partner with iHeartRadio to do that. And then we can also make sort of recommendations to people about what kind of music or podcasts to listen to while they're working out based on preferences that they've given us or other things we know about them and even the type of workout that they're saying that they want to do. So it is really cool. I think, you know, not that you couldn't go listen to music on a different platform or something like this, but it's like that added layer, right, of personalization. Mm-hmm. It's right there. When my audio workout is playing and my coach is talking, then my music automatically softens and all of that. So it's a great experience. And then, like I touched on earlier, we're already seeing that the people that are kind of taking advantage of this, they're listening to music or a podcast, doing something else while they're working out, are actually more likely to keep coming back and using the app to move. And so that's one of the things that we do try to encourage for that middle group is, hey, if we see, you know, somebody's tried a workout or something, but they didn't listen to music, then we might message them like, hey, did you know, like I said earlier, or did you even know that you can do this thing? We have, you know, music that you can listen to, podcasts that you can browse, and it'll pick right back up where you left off if, you know, your next workout, you listen to the same podcast.
It's really helpful to have messaging that makes it sound, you know, helpful, assistive, you know, hey, did you know, you know, I'm hearing a lot about also education, customer education being like a new element of engagement, of retention, of marketing. How do you identify those moments, those events that you're saying, hey, this is where I can come in and I can encourage, you know, positive behavior, not just for the user, but also that's going to ultimately pay off for your app as well?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. It's, you know, when you download a new app, you're like, maybe you're intending on using it right away, maybe you're not. So we don't always have a gauge of, you know, did somebody go through and kind of check everything out, or they relying on us to kind of give you the rundown. And so I think one of the things that we try to do is, you know, think about, yeah, what are the power behaviors beyond the obvious, which is like coming in and building a workout and doing it. But there are other things like the listening to music. And then also in the case of Move, adding equipment. So we like to look and see, hey, you know, has a user taken advantage of one of the things that we consider a feature beneficial to them? And if not, we can kind of use that, you know, they have not done this behavior and we can trigger messages based on that. So another example of that would be like you're using the Move app, but you haven't told us that you have any equipment. We can make this a better experience for you if you list, you know, come into the app, let us know what kind of at-home fitness equipment you have or equipment you have access to in a like physical location. And then when you're going to build your workout, you can say, today I want to use my medicine ball or something like that. So it's really just, you know, using CleverTap and our tools to say, hey, has this person done this thing? If not, you know, send them this message. If so, what's something else maybe that's like the next step in the funnel for them to make it like the true, like robust experience that it can be?
And your
I'm
users
not sure if I answered your question.
No, it answered it just fine. I was just gonna ask though, your users, they're members, right? So this is very much a subscription monetization model. Is that correct?
No, actually Move is free.
Okay.
We do like to call them members because, you know, we want that kind of community feel. Some of our other apps are member based in that they, you know, are a member of a physical gym or there is a premium paid subscription version. But right now, Move is completely free. We do partner with Stamina, who's an equipment company. And so when you buy a piece of Stamina equipment at a Dick's Sporting Goods or Walmart, something like that, then this is a value add, is now you have access to the Move app where you can tell us that you have that equipment and then we'll help you build a workout with your new piece of equipment.
Interesting. Yeah, I was wondering about the members, but it makes sense to have a community feel. Yeah, to have that connection because that's exactly what you want. So what is the end game for you? What do you want to achieve as you bring these users on board? I mean, one is the partnership, which is very cool. But what is your focus as a company and you as a marketer?
Yeah, I mean, our focus is helping people live their healthier, active lifestyles. So, you know, with Move in particular, like I touched on earlier, we care, but we're not like beholden you to doing all of your activity in the app. We're going to track everything for you. Like if you do a workout on your own, it's not on your watch or anything like that, you can still go in and manually log it and see that progression on your dial and get credit for those minutes. So, you know, we really are wanting to give people accessible, easy ways to, you know, help with their fitness journey. Kind of touching on what I said earlier with Move, just hitting that audience of people too that's maybe like, I'm just not sure. I don't know what to do, but I also like don't really like doing this. So we try to make it easy. Like, well, do something else. You could even watch a show while you're, you know, doing your workout as long as you can hear your audio cues. Read a book if you're, you know, more coordinated than me. But so, you know, I think it's just helping people down to the individual level. But from our perspective, obviously, the way that we have the most impact is we can work with these larger companies like Stamina, who are hitting these all of these people and then kind of, yeah, help that way. And then otherwise, you know, gym companies as well. They've got a physical location. We're trying to tie it all together for them, especially to your point earlier, during a time of pandemic, we're moving much, much closer to this like hybrid model. And so that's kind of our sweet spot.
Yeah, I totally get that because I remember talking at the beginning of the pandemic to gym companies and they were like, you know, we don't make apps. You know, we just want people to come in, but now we have to have an app so they can just, you know, make an appointment with a fitness trainer. Maybe they want to do a video workout or something, you know, and that's what you're going to be doing. You are the glue, the enabler, the orchestrator in this ecosystem. What are you actually seeing? What are some of the KPIs, some of the metrics that tell you you're doing it right? As a marketer, what do you look at? Is it certain number of visits? Is it a retention curve that is, you know, longer or different from other apps?
Yeah, I think for the work that we do with clients that have physical spaces like gyms, it's definitely interesting because it is a hybrid still. I mean, our ultimate goal in a lot of cases will be to drive people into the club or the gym, the physical location. But we're starting to see more of that consideration of like, well, as long as, you know, they're still in our ecosystem, they're a member of our gym. If they want to only do digital workouts through an app, more power to them, you know, like that's fine. We're there to kind of just make sure that they have all the options that they want. So I think with some of our gym clients, especially in the pandemic, the KPIs were obviously shifting, especially when gyms were closed. So we were seeing like a big uptick in digital workouts completed and things like that. So those would be the types of events that we would look at. Workouts logged, because again, you could log your own workout just to have the record of it within the app. Retention curves as well. I mean, I think what's unique about, well, not unique, but one thing in the fitness industry, though, is it is so cyclical based on the individual, right? So like I was talking about earlier with myself, like I'll have periods of time where I'm like just on it and I've got myself in a good routine, and it doesn't take much to get away from that. And so that's one of the challenges in fitness always, right, is that there is some seasonality and things like that. But retention curves and everything, I mean, they can just kind of, it's like in and out, in and out, in and out. So I think that's why our tools and things are important, because we're talking retention across a big amount of time, right? Like it's okay if we lose our users for a little bit, right? Because then we can use our marketing tools and things like that to bring them back in and retain them kind of overall long term. And that is what matches to how, you know, most people's fitness journeys are, right? They're going to be a member of this gym and then they're not, and maybe they bounce around here or there. And so it's just whenever they're ready, whenever they're in that spot, and however we can help kind of keep them on track, that's what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. And of course, to do this, you always have to have some sort of rules, something you're following. I talk about the golden rule of retention marketing. As a marketer, what are you doing, or what have you done, maybe that you're proudest of, that has allowed you, again, to keep these users on that path, because it's actually for their benefit as well?
Yeah, I think this was a very good question. I had to think about it for a long time. So this probably still sounds cheesy, but I feel like my golden rule is you got to give people what they want, or some semblance of what they want. So this is like the personalization and things that we've been talking about, but we can't ignore what they need. So this could be sort of specific to the fitness industry, but it's like we can give people what they want all day long, or what they think they want as it pertains to their fitness journey, but we can't ignore the fact that like it's really important, right? Like people need activity. It helps us thrive. And so, you know, all the bells and whistles and fun stuff are all good, but if they're not doing the thing, then, you know, it doesn't mean anything. So I think for me, it's like, okay, I've got a user that's, you know, wants to do this type of workout and da da da. We've got that all set up for them. But if they're not coming in and doing it, you know, what can we do to kind of drive them towards that need? And some of that might be the informational type things we were talking about earlier, you know, just touches here and there. But okay, so yeah, that's my golden rule. Give them what they want, but don't ignore what they need.
There you go. And also this multi-touch, this omni-channel, this approach that says, hey, you know, helpful nudge. Hey, you know, yes. Did you know this? Or did you think about that? Or did you set up this equipment? Did you connect this Fitbit, you know, making it a no-brainer and helping on that journey. And speaking of help and making it a no-brainer, that's what you've done, Kim. You've helped us all understand marketing from where you sit and fitness apps, which are relevant to all marketers. So thanks so much for sharing your lessons and your learnings.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And of course, as a last thought, Kim, you know, some people want to continue that conversation. What's the best way to stay in touch?
I guess you can hit me up on my email. It'd be okay. kim@movelabs.com.
Okay. Well, we'll have that in the show notes as well. So again, thanks so much for sharing, Kim.
Yeah, thank you.
And of course, Kim has shared her journey and to help marketers and organizations drive customer connection and results for their business, CleverTap has curated the latest presentations from the CleverTap Quarterly for you on YouTube. It's the company's flagship event. It ended just a few weeks ago, so they're nice and fresh, hot off the press, you could say. All the insights around the state of the industry and CleverTap's latest platform innovations, as well as best practices you don't want to miss. So learn from the best. It's all over at the CleverTap Quarterly Playlist on YouTube. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy. Peggy@mobilegroove.com is where you'll also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can check out this and all earlier episodes of the show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and our own partner, iHeartRadio, simply by searching Mobile Presence. And don't forget, video, of course, now powered by The Groove on YouTube, Kim and myself there for you as well. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.